Last week, we heard the story of King David, King David's coronation, and how important it was to David and the people to protect the ark, that very special box which held the Ten Commandments that were handed down from God to Moses on the mountain and had been passed down through the generations. So fast forward to our story for today. This is now the very end of David's life. He is on his deathbed. And the first reading that Kaylin did for us, David is talking to his son Solomon, who is about to become the king. He is giving him words of advice and wisdom, things he has learned in his years as king, and especially how important it is to follow God, to love God, to follow God's expectations, including the Ten Commandments. Even though, as we know, David was very human and he didn't always follow all of them himself. Now, the second scene that Charlie read for us is about Solomon having just become the king. And Solomon is by himself. He is sleeping at night. And this scene is a dream. He's having a conversation with God. And God says to Solomon, notice it's God as the actor, "What can I do for you?" And Solomon does not ask for riches and worldly goods and fame and greatness. Instead, he asks that God give him wisdom and guide him as the leader of all of these people. He understands that he doesn't have all the skills he needs, that he needs to rely on God, and that he cannot do it all himself. And because of this very scene and the actions of Solomon throughout his reign, including building the temple, where the Ark of the Covenant with the Ten Commandments finally has a home of its own, Solomon is remembered as a very wise king. And that is where we are in this story. It reminds me of all of the things we've been talking about this fall, about all of these ancestors in our faith. This fall, we started with a creation story with Abraham and Sarah in the garden and God talking to them. And then with Adam and Eve in the garden. And then Abraham and Sarah and God saying, "Your descendants will be as numerous as the stars." And you'll see up above you, these are many of our biblical ancestors, Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Rebekah and Jacob and Esau and Ruth and Naomi, and then David and now Solomon. And these are here to help us remember how we are part of God's bigger family, that this has gone on for centuries, and we are part of this. And this is just a small part of the cloud of saints that we will see next week on All Saints Sunday, when the names of our loved ones will also be hanging here and we remember them and the gift that they were to us and in our lives. Now, today is Confirmation Sunday for our ninth graders. And last year, Peter and Corey and I had a chance to work with the confirmation students, and what we did was study the biblical story, the whole arc of the narrative, and go deeper than we did in Sunday school. Going deeper into this story, we were using a curriculum called Echo the Story, in which we would hear the story read, and while it was being read, the students would doodle or draw or take, you know, jot down a few things that they heard that were of significance to them. And then we would go around and talk about what each person had drawn. Now, great art skills were not required, and it was interesting to see and hear the different details that people picked up on. And so collectively, we were putting this story together and figuring out what the main points were. And the end of each lesson included talking about what difference does this make? How does it apply to us in our lives? What was the takeaway? And many weeks it was things like, these people are very human. They did things wrong. God forgives them. God forgives us too. We can learn from and relate to those biblical characters. And then at the end of the year, what we did with the confirmation students and then more broadly in the congregation was invite people to paint a picture of one story from the Bible. And these were many of the confirmation students' pictures. The one on the top of the Ten Commandments, I believe, is Kalen's, and the bottom right corner is the loaves and fishes that Charlie did. And all of those are out in the narthex on the ceiling, and they're in the order of the biblical narrative. So taking this story to another level. Now, confirmation wasn't just about learning the stories, but also about understanding what all of this means to us and building relationships with one another. We changed from a Wednesday night format at the request of many of our families to meeting once a month, late afternoon on a Sunday or on a day off from school. And having that longer time period meant we could dig deeper into the stories and the topics. We could talk about current issues and what it meant to the kids. We asked them 1 week, for example, about current hot topics and what they wanted to talk about. And the greatest request was suicide. So we had quite an in-depth discussion about suicide and what that means to them and their peers and the people around us. And so really trying to relate these things to our lives. We did field trips. We went to visit Humble Walk and worship there and talked about that experience and went on a confirmation retreat where it was way below zero, but we played outside anyway. And I learned from the kids that as soon as it hits zero, then it's warm enough for ice cream. Important things like this. So it's also about building relationships. And confirmation is different than it was probably when you and I were confirmed. How many of you had to memorize things from Luther's Small Catechism? Raise your hand. Lots and lots of you. And that is another thing that's studied in confirmation. Kalen and Charlie had a chance to look at the Small Catechism and how Martin Luther explained these important tenets of the faith and what it means to be Lutheran during their seventh grade year. And then that's what we're doing with kids again this year. And confirmation is a shorthand way of saying affirming baptism, because we are each a child of God. And here in the Lutheran tradition, we usually baptize people as babies, and the parents and the sponsors and we as the congregation make promises to pray for and teach and nurture kids in their faith. And so when they get to ninth grade, they are speaking for themselves, and this is a milestone in our faith. It's not like the end of learning about God. It's not the kind of thing where, okay, learned about faith, check, move on with life. It is hopefully a lifelong process of learning about faith. And we as a congregation will continue to pray for and love and nurture the young people and all of us who are gathered here. Now, I also had the opportunity last summer to go on a mission trip with Corey, our youth director, and our youth to New York City. And Charlie and Kalen and I were all at a church in Manhattan where we were helping to teach Vacation Bible School. And it was quite a trip. And we had a chance to also build relationships and bond with one another and the other church that we partnered with, and saw things like a Broadway show and visited Wall Street and the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island and lots of those things that you experience in New York City. But what we discovered is it's not just a great big huge city of 8 million people, because to us it turned out to be, this worked last time, it turned out to be more about 8 people. The 8 kids that we worked with at Advent Lutheran, which is a big old grand church right on Broadway in Manhattan. And you'll notice the stars that we had here last year at Advent and Christmas, which we took along with us because there was a space theme. And we were doing things with kids, teaching stories and science and crafts and games and playing with the kids. And in our reading for today, Solomon says, "I am but a child." Now, Solomon wasn't really a child, but he was expressing that he was young and inexperienced and had lots to learn. And he was right, because he is a child of God, just like our confirmands are, like all of us are, and continue to be. And so this became about building relationships with these kids. Kids like Paul, who has incredible curiosity and sense of wonderment, and wanted to learn things and absorb them like a sponge. And Penny, who is so playful and cute and funny. And she was pretty difficult in her questioning and wanting answers. I mean, once you're in second grade, you need to know these things. And so it was fun to play with them and work with them. And the spots you might be wondering about, we were doing the story of the 10 lepers. So the kids put spots on, and then the kids put spots on us just before we played this story. They're going to remember this story as something that they learned, but more so, they'll remember the kids who came from Minnesota to spend a week with them. This was the whole team of youth and then the kids at Advent Lutheran, and how much fun it was, but also what was going on faith-wise. Because in our story today, David is passing on words of wisdom to Solomon, just like parents today pass on words of wisdom to their kids. And you learn things when you're teaching others. And I don't know if our youth realized it, but they were doing the same thing, passing faith on to this next generation. And so, Kaylin and Charlie, on your confirmation day, my prayer for you is that you will always have this sense of wonderment and curiosity and playfulness and ask questions to be growing in your faith. And that is a prayer that I have for all of you as well. Amen. Thank you.